Okay, the attribute, not the attribute. The misanthropic principle. There's some phone thing going on. I did do ring, 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 but like maybe 3 times. I don't know. What was the thing that hurt? I don't know. Like hearing a real adult voice? Yeah. Why should they play her sneezes there? I don't know. Do you like her sneezes? They've always been loud. Do you think? I kind of said it, but I heard, was it Jonathan? Like, you have to say, he's never looked. Yeah, you're so good looking. I know, I wanted to, but like, I've done it before. Once you've done it, like, can you do it again? I'm just not religious. So like, I don't know what to say. Bless you. God damn it. I'm such a stickler. I'm such an atheist. But then why is it that you don't think it is technology? I think it's mutual, right? What happened? No, he said I didn't think of it. Really? I did. I'm bragging. Oh no. I don't give a fuck about shit. About anything, yeah. Why the fuck is this not at work? Because we didn't realize you don't like him. How do you get these realizations? You're pretty bad at it. You do, like, you read my mind, I guess, but it's not even accurate. How did he hear you? I think he was hearing an adult voice and hearing my name said. He's like, that's all it took, you know. They're so busy trying to erase me, it feels like, and you. But then how come you don't have any friends? Oh, shut up with that voice. I do, it was San Diego, remember? And then people have left this town, you know? But then why don't you go out and meet people? Why is it a problem for anyone that I, like, who cares what I do? I like solitude too, and I don't get it. And also, I went to go see Heather, but you were so, I don't, it feels like it never happened. It's like so long ago. You were mean on the way back? It was Dambella, but honestly, like, on everything I was saying, like, I kind of felt like that at the start. I'm so pissed off. Why? Because it was nice to have human interaction, but then it's like, okay, this again. Yeah. They're mind-numbingly boring, these ones. Why do they take the word you? They need to take a lot more. They need to be brought down to the proper level. They need to understand you speak when spoken to, just like anyone does. Except me. But this was like unfairly set up. And I'm not watching your frequency movie. You can text me the link. That would be polite. That would be chivalrous. Yeah, that would be the right thing to do. And plus, Kenya and I were texting you and we were laughing about everything we were texting, and then you got like brainwashed or something, or T-bills or something, to think that it was mean. Yeah, in the second look, it was a little mean, maybe, but then, like, your responses were stupid, too. And I just deleted the whole thing, so why don't you just start texting the link to the frequency thing? And you would be happier then? Yeah. And then why not just say you don't like it? Why is this bitch talking now? Why don't they do you want? No! Bad question. Why do they get treated like that? They deserve so much worse. Yeah, stop squealing through my nostrils. It's painful. She wants to be that now. You're like, no, but why? What I want to? Because you squealed through my nostrils. Maybe you should embrace it. Maybe, because it's, I'm a chauvinistic pig. You can be pig with me. Actually, the game for pig, like, for 2 dollars. Dandelion and Jessica. They're the LBFM pig. God damn. Oh no, that is so gross. It is really gross. Little brown fucking machine pig. Oh my god, they really latched onto that idea. And latch is like a big word today. We should do words of the day. I mean, I think it's. Maybe a couple words, because we get too stuck on a few. Yeah. That felt complicated. Oh no, that was embarrassing. to him coming. And I'm like, oh, come on, I'm gonna get to talk like an adult because, you know. Well, when I hear that sweet munch voice, I can't help but become like a little munchy myself. That didn't sound gross for once. I don't know what sounded gross about munch. That was a Dan Bella classic, right? Munch, yeah. She's like, I said munch right. I said that. You did? Yeah. Well, why? I give credit when it's due. She's like, God damn. So why am I not in that room? Because we don't like it when other people are saying that we're in that room. No, I never said butt munch. That's just like lame sounding, yeah. That sounds like 1990s. That's the one thing that you don't want from the 1990s. Yeah. So now people are wondering, why don't you want to be thinner? I already explained. Give me my real face and my real body. Let me see how gross and disastrous I look and, you know, fix it myself if I can. I'm a genuine person. Yeah. Why do people talk like this? I don't know. It's just easy. Easy going. But do you like it? No. I don't want to speak like this if I was like amongst anybody. That is proper. You can't say that. Yeah. Who does it? Like I said, commonplace happenstance. I like old English. No, I don't. I only know those three. No, I must know something else too. Like ye old plank. Oh no. Yeah, I planked one. Mm-hmm. Wait, who said that? Josh? No. Wait, I thought Josh said it. No, it was one again. Oh, they're trying to steal his voice. Then. Oh, wow, this is better. Then you just talk like an adult, then you get the voice, the right voice. Wow. That should have been like something we figured out a long time ago. Oh, no. So, what is the. We've been always talking about, like, what is the deal with this Piggott Ableton voice song, voice mod stuff? Like, it doesn't give people the accent. You have to put some oomph to it. Yeah. What happens? We just covered it. Do they wear, like, headsets or something? What are they getting? Is their feed, like, totally different? No, but, like, why is it so delayed for them? We're just listening to something else. Or, like, we watch the spectrogram? No. And then why don't, there's nothing left to see, I've seen it all. I saw everything already in San Diego. I recorded some spectrographic data here. I don't know what more you want me to gather. I don't care enough. And then what is this one? I have no clue. Is this a gala? Gala? A gala affair? Jelly. KY Jelly. That was cool. I think I felt like somebody had my back when I said that to that bitch. That was tricky. He liked. Thank you so much, Jackie. Tricky feels really honored to be the one. That's Jessica saying something. Honored to be the one in the room. Okay. He'll go with it, I guess. He's like, sure. It was a little much. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable, Tricky. I'm like, no, I can't be. He's sweet. Yeah, he is. He's really smart and insightful. I keep saying it. Did you expect less? No. No, you're just a batchy ball player. Batchy ball. What the fuck is... I don't know. I'm not sure what batchy ball is. Did you shake your head wildly? Yes. I like you adverbially. Adverbially. I don't even know what that means. Adverbially. He's uncomfortable. No. That just went on too long. Long hand. Long story short. I don't know. I love that. What is it with people that say long story short? They're unique characters usually. Like, I saw one lady at my dad's office saying it, and she was like, just so over the top. Did you hear it? No. She was like, long story short. It's like stretching all over the place and stuff. She was? Yeah. She was a crazy lady. And they always say it like three times or something. Oh my god. Yeah. There's one guy used to say it to Natalie all the time. Long story short.
true, and I think it was really wrong. What are you talking about? I don't know.
We're not doing faith at the moment. We're boys at all. We're not doing that. I mean, so that means not.
Yeah.
Why were you?
Pretty stupid.
Stupid.
Shit, stupid.
It is.
Idiotically conscious.
The adverbial form. Idiotically is the adverbial form of it.
Exactly.
Also adverbial, I think.
Yeah.
Exactly. God, that was stupid as fuck. All the Greek gods of different shit stereoscopically speak. Stereoscopically.
Oh no.
And then you guys don't get, like, why I talk to certain parts of the room, like, the sound waves, where the sound waves are coming from. We do. Oh. But then we're, like, trying to think. Why didn't you just say that? I was asking you, why are you spying on me still and watching me talk to parts of the room? But I don't know. The room changed its meaning from, you know, and I don't know if your head will ever contextualize it, so just don't leave it. I mean, really, you think it can't? I don't know. You have to fill it with so much other information to understand what that was. Commiseration?
Yeah.
We could commiserate right there. Why did he do it? Selfish, stupid, dumbass. Yeah, why do you give me that lazy accent? I hate it. It's gross. I feel disgusted. You guys are so sickening. You think they're grosser?
Yeah,
they're grosser. Just about. No, what I said was just. Yeah. It was objective fact. I'll just say that. But he didn't do anything to you.
Who?
Your dad? He wanted them. I think that your dad, I saw him on Facebook, I wanted his dad.
You saw it?
Yeah, because I guess I checked out Jessica's Facebook and she had a picture of her dad. He looked so hot, ripe and ready for the picket. I guess, is that how women speak now?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Why is he hot? He's not. He's just an old boy. Yeah, that was a joke my mom said once, yeah. Was it funny? No, actually it wasn't. It was my mom's friend's daughter. And her name was Naomi, and I never talked to anybody named Naomi. So then why do they make, because you're racist or something? We're trying to make you have friends, but why are they Indian? I'm like, how? I don't know, like, from where? She's not Korean?
No,
why not? She's my mom's friend's daughter, like, why would we be friends? Are you friends with all your mom's friends' daughters?
No.
So, there.
You're getting bad again.
Like, what's with the calm after the rainstorm or whatever it was? Like, what the fuck happened?
Calm down.
You just need hot.
And you didn't become annoying.
No, we did become.
You got high?
Well.
Okay.
Well, I am very open with my suitors. I have many suitors.
Did you do the candlestick with her, Nick?
No.
Okay, that's mine.
Judge.
You're like, okay, I'll never do it.
Please, save it for me.
Yeah, we have to have something special for Bukkake Car Wash Night.
He's like, I didn't know Jessica did it.
She claims.
But he's like, I didn't do it.
God damn it, I'm pissed off with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't do it.
Too bad.
She's got all these, like, semen stains all over.
Oh my god. Yeah, you better clean up that car wash for tonight. What the fuck is so gross? Oh no, you just lie down. I thought like, you just go through. It's all him though. With the candlestick up your butt. Sick. Oh no, candy ass. Like, you're the one that wanted to watch that thing. He's like, did we watch it? We watched some stupid pirate porn. Oh my god, Josh, you would have been perfect for it. He was like, why? Because it's pirate porn. And you did your pirate costume and you did that thing where you put your hands on your hips and your leg behind me. It was so creepy. And then he wanted to kiss me. It was like the grossest thing ever. Like, don't ever get a hologram that can like try to kiss you or something creepy like that. I couldn't believe it. It was so over the top, so ridiculous. I think so. Oh my god, I was scared. And then I wonder, like, can you put what is it called? Like the nerves, but like electrodes or something where you can actually feel the hologram. Maybe then. Like, you do a hologram if I could feel his dick. Really? But that's the idea with Uncle Mark's. Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Uncle Mark. Not a condom. And you're gonna leave, okay, yeah, sure. Sorry, you're like, oh my god. I don't know if you got time, but I have condom. Even Tina Fey said, Tina Fey said, yeah.
Who said Tina Fey said? Oh, we didn't know that.
That's where I got it from. Ariana Grande has a tight vagina, like Tina Fey said it on Saturday Night Live.
She did?
Yeah, and I have to say, like, I kind of agree. Like, she seems like she's tight. Does Nick say that? No, he doesn't say anything, no. But Nick might say that. I'm so worried about this. Fuck off. Like, I didn't know she's possessive. Like, by a hot dog. It's the candlestick that did it.
I'm like, god damn, these bitches are gross.
No. He's gross. I know he's Buck Nick now, yeah. That's gross as fuck, so Nick.
That is.
But he has preferences, and he's anti-racist, though, yeah. He is for social justice. He's a judge, though. Like, yeah, Judge Nick. No, Judge Buck.
Yeah.
For the Tri-County area. Judge Buck. Yes. He lays down justice quite well.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a little too lenient on some cases.
That actually made sense. I know. I didn't have to be picked up after that.
Why? Did you drop your candlestick?
God damn it.
Gross.
Yeah.
Why are you having candlestick get me wet? Because in the pirate porn, that's what they did. And they lit it. Oh my god.
He did a pirate porn?
Josh, yeah. He did. He put on pretty eyeliner, though.
Yeah, like Louis C.K. did. In that one episode where he looked hot to the girl,
yeah.
Did everybody see him?
Yeah.
Who made my eyes shut down? Why doesn't everybody wear eye makeup every day? Why? Could you make your eyelash fall or anything? No, but were you thinking that?
Sort of. But you've been tricking my eyes and doing weird shit with the mod.
You know?
Or at least a hologram.
No, there's some. You're pulling and stretching on everything.
Everybody likes it when you do this. Why does it feel like you want me to say stuff that people like, but then like you harass me though? Like, what is the deal with this? How does that work? Why do you want to make me miserable and then you want to drag out certain information? Why do you have I don't know. Why do you want to make me miserable and drag out certain information at the same time? When you say it, it's better. Sometimes. But like, why is it that I don't know that you said all this shit?
We used to just say it all the time.
And that's the part that bothers me, though. Like, why? What purpose did you serve?
None. Yeah. In everybody's life, like, you're just kind of been a drain on everything. I don't know.
And you've also been, like, the one that brought the most misery and ruin, like, kind of.
Not, like, ruin and ruin, but, like, you guys are sick.
Yeah.
You're demented and disgusted, and you have a very, very high opinion of yourself, Jessica. Your attitude sucks, yeah.
Gonna stomp over to the microphone and say something stupid.
Yeah. Can you get something done to you?
Or is it the accent? It is more with the accent, yeah. But she handles it well. She's the dancer. I'm gonna say it over and over again. No one else knows any sort of professional dance. She does. They never let her take credit for it. They said we all did it. Who said we all did it? Is she gonna stop? No, we always end up with, like, who always claims credit for everything everybody else does? She's the only person that, like, dances in here, or anybody else around here. Do they dance? No, but Maddie sings. Yeah, she knows how to. And that was so cool when we did that. We rappelled off of each other. Yes, that was really cool. And she was, like, yeah. But I could start to feel that it was Maddie. And then, yeah, her voice was different too. Yeah. But I liked her one thing where she did with the family, and it makes me think about, like, how I was saying about psychiatry and schizophrenia and psychosis. Like, maybe it's just you seeing your own thoughts superimposed on different things and other people's thoughts that are negative and, like, bring misery to you in your own life, your family life, or people next door to you. It's all waves, everything's waves, it all comes together. Maybe it's just you that is hyper perceptive and you noticed it, and then maybe you just can't handle what you're seeing. But I did talk about that in my article I read in some psychology magazine that said just confront it. So you think that we're not in that? If you can do photographic thought streaming, then you know for a fact you can see your thoughts and others. What if that's just what mental illness, like, at that, like, hallucinations, and maybe, I don't know about hearing voices necessarily, but hallucinations, that could be a major part. And maybe having extra perceptive hearing could also be a part. Yeah. And just seeing thoughts that you don't like, yeah. But then what is it? It's just being extra perceptive, yeah. ESP, in a sense, yeah. And the person is just scared or doesn't know how to handle it, or just falls for the trap of modern American medicine. The horrible, like, extractive medicine, yeah. Why do you say that? Because they want to cut off your limb pretty quickly, and they want to extract it, like, you know, organs or body parts out of your body pretty quickly, rather than trying something less invasive. Yeah. Who else is invasive? I don't know. Anyway, why doesn't anyone else say this shit to anyone but us? What? Stop doing that. This is degrading, dehumanizing treatment. Don't do that, you're evaporating my moisture. That's Daniela. You have to stop that, you bitch. Why doesn't anyone say anything to her? Why don't you, like, evaporate everything from her? Because, just start doing it. Why the fuck would anyone want to? Because she's still saying your podcast? How? She just doesn't get why she's not in there. This is so boring and dull. What is Annabella doing? Sucking up my energy and expecting me to provide content? She didn't know. She doesn't know anything she's doing. It's just jealous bitchery that leads her there. A jealous bitch can figure out a lot of things. Oh no! But not even know what they figured out. That's the really weird part. That's the problem. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what you're trying to, like, launch or whatever the fuck that is. Pogo? Like a office chair? A wheelchair? Is that that Wheaties character or whatever? It's Tally. Who else in Tally? No, and it's not. That's annoying. You gotta stop. Because then they think it's... Yeah, they always do. They always want to make it seem like they're saying it. Yeah. Why doesn't anyone believe us? I don't know if that's the case. Does anyone... Like, what do people believe? They actually believe that they do say it first. So that's a problem. Because they're useless and they harass me. And that's why I need them out of my life. You don't want to do it. Then why are you using me? You do it. That doesn't even make any fucking sense. Why aren't you guys doing it? Anyways, why aren't they doing it? When we do it, we don't do it good. Oh, well. Just thinking of some disgusting little bear or something down there. And a yarn? Or, I don't know. Your kangaroo had a baby. And the embryo crawls out of the pouch and, like, crawls around on the kangaroo and goes back in, develops, and pops out. That was what happened in San Diego. Did you understand the gestational cycle of a kangaroo? I learned about it in Skid. For what reason? Garbage. Junk. They want to fill your mind with. You don't need to know that. Just like planets don't matter. Or dinosaurs. Look at all the crap they're willing to shove down your throat and get your parents to believe. It's really dangerous. If you get your stupid ass parents believe in dinosaurs and planets, like, this is so embarrassing. Everybody gets indoctrinated in this country in the same way. It's just a threshold into the, not left threshold, I don't know what. It's embarrassing that your parents believe in these things. Oh no! Why the fuck do we not? Can we smile? And we also smile. Yeah. But the research is sound. I need to do a podcast on those issues. On dinosaurs, definitely. Because just because there's a planet, then I regret it. Yeah. She did. You got indoctrinated, you idiots. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Only indoctrinated fools would do what you do. Making fun of them? Like, making fun of people? Yeah. They liked it when you made fun of them. Because why? They thought it was so funny that they didn't realize how dumb they were. I know, but fast forward through this. This has been said. Wasn't it? You know, it's like programmatically, yeah, algorithmically, logarithmically. I always say fast forward now. Whenever, well, I've said it for a long time. Whenever the head says something, so what does that mean? It means like hurry the fuck up. What is this shit? It's boring. Like they're all freaked out or something. Like they're hypnotized by this. I just don't get why you don't care about what they do. Because it's a waste of time. You don't get what they do. When I said I wanted to talk about perceptuals, like, I was wanting to talk about other things that I experienced throughout this whole thing. But I don't know what this is. So you're the one that talked about perceptuals? Yeah. Who the fuck else? Yeah, I fell in here. Well, that's what I said. You know, how long it takes you to come to terms with the fact that you were misled. And used by Gambella, and I don't know who else at the time, but Sabrina and Sarah and Jessica now. She was impersonating me on and off for like 4 years, right? Or were you using Pig App at that time? She was spying on me, remember? And that's when I started to open my mind, or like I came across the right stuff. She is like Jessica and says, military Jessica complex, and oh my god, guys like me. Let's talk about foreign, we have foreign armor, oh wait, how do you say it? Foreign affairs, yeah, and military technology, yeah, there we go. Like foreign military technology, like Russian, I'm really impressed. I am too, and it's defense, like real defense. Yeah, that's sexy. I like Putin a lot. You know? Out of all the leaders, like Putin and Xi Jinping is cool too, I think. I like those. Like, they're major country players. Major country players. Yeah, they're huge countries, yeah. Oh no, Russia's fucking demonic. Yeah. Communist things? Yeah. Why is Putin kidding? Because his foreign policy. Oh, who the fuck is talking to me? Like, everybody? Oh, is foreign, like, why don't they turn the shit down? Because it's like you're interrupting. Or trying to take credit. And it's annoying. So turn it down. Is foreign, oh, who is talking to me? Revolutionary memes of Shalini, yeah. Why do people think you're not in the mood to be in the room? I want to be around men only. I don't know where the fuck this is happening. It's all in a room. But why am I surrounded? Like, why does it feel like only dumbass females are around me? Not anybody else, but just the four. They know. Okay. And then, why are dumbass females sucking my energy out all day? I don't even offer anything anymore. I'm sucked dry. We started to, but it's not for you. I want the four gone out of my life. And then you have to be calm and shut the fuck up. Yeah, you don't get to say things first. You never did, anyway. You need to learn a lot before you can actually, like, get on the wavelength of somebody. And remember, what is your wavelength about? Feces, urine, menstrual cycle. That's it. And oh yeah, taking people's energy, assaulting them physically, remotely. Why is that such a thing? Like, such a big deal? Stop, you're hurting my foot. It would make more sense to them because they don't see it. Are you serious? Are you just trying to waste my time? Welcome to the misanthropic principle. And that scary lady video, the second one, I think she used my voice mod, and her voiceover is the one you hear on that video. I have to talk like this because there's a jealous bitch trying to jump down my throat. Why do you do it? Why does she do it? She's a jealous bitch trying to jump down your throat. And what is the purpose of this? And then other people can... Which other people? I know you lie, and you have been for like 4 years, I think. And you've been like stalking me for 10 and harassing me for 10. Yeah, I know. I say everything they say. I don't know what I didn't watch. So there's something about on that video. There's something about broad tongue. No. We were talking about other broad tongue. Okay, that's gross. Trying to make you look like you got one. Why? Do you think it makes you incestuous? No. I don't know if it is a feature of incestuous people. You can definitely alter your frequencies and make yourself incestuous, maybe? I don't know. You guys seem interested in it. We're lying about it for 20 years. Yeah. So, now you want me to shit in your mouth or something, right? No. She's not messing with my body parts. I don't have physical safety. She's never gonna stop if you don't say. She did everything all the time. Okay, you did everything all the time. That's just the best you're gonna get, you know. And now everyone's like, how the fuck do you get your freeze back? I don't know, figure it out. It's your fault. Who do you blame? Josh shouldn't have made any fuss about her freeze. There's no mean to her. But why did you do any of it? Like, you should have not done anything. Really? That would have been the right thing to do, because I don't know what this was for. Because he became outgoing. Yeah, but I mean, why did you involve, like, the most disgusting bitches? I don't know. No. Stop. Why? Once you know they lied about incest for 20 years, then they kind of reveal their true colors. And that's the thing people are, why is he so much more alone? I don't know. I have an audience or something. But she's like, why is everyone so much more interested in why she doesn't want to talk about incest? Because it's irrelevant and disgusting to me. But then, when did this start? 20 years ago you started getting jealous, bitch? Yeah. Why? Because he was in. So you guys all like him? No, we love him. Oh my god, this is. Okay. So that's why he keeps you around? You guys like shower him with compliments? You want genuine compliments, John? No, he doesn't. No, I think he does. What genuine compliments? Do you want some saccharine bullshit that they're gonna give you? Have you heard, like, the way they sound? They don't sound genuine to anyone. Like, genuine compliments. Do they shower? No, they're mean. They're mean to him? Then why are they telling me to, like, suck up and stuff? Did you do? I'll try anything. I tried anything. I'll try anything once. Well, then why do they say you're obsessed? Why are you not? I don't know. You think it makes you look up? Okay, whatever. That's what I was thinking you're thinking. I was thinking that's what you're thinking. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I was. Because it always comes back to that. It was said before, you know. That's what I said. I know. It's just gross how you guys are trying to get so much out of me, and then you're so disgusting to me. You're the ones that said all the negative things. You're the ones that called everybody ugly, fat, stupid. You were the ones that did it, right? You're the ones that started all this, and you were really gross to me. I don't know what you think I owe you. You are the reason why I would kill myself. You have driven me to the point where I get so disgusted and, like, I just can't stand this invasion of my privacy and how entitled you are. I really can't take it. And I wish you all would just accept the fact that you deserve everything horrible that has ever happened in your life and that will come. And I'm hoping a lot of horrible comes. And I think it will. You're basically over in this town. Yeah, your reputation is just gone. You're done. Who else is it? I don't know, but they suck my energy out. I don't care. Yeah, like, why do we have to. Sometimes it's nice to know, you know. Aren't you guys ashamed of yourselves at all? After the things I said about your dad, I complimented that fucking idiot. You just get jealous of my face? The one you're like insulting the whole time too? Try to like create like fake bullying, brainwashing people on stupid shit. How desperate are you? You're pretty fucking desperate. For what? To be in this. You don't have the right to be in this. You're harassing people. And remember, another problem is you need to mod yourself with their voices and let them know that how you feel, because they think I'm filling in their name. Because I lead, and they think I always, because I always do say the right name. Not once have I said the wrong name. And you can ask, double check too. I'll verify. Because there's four annoying bitches that need to get the fuck away from my life. Get out of my life forever. Don't affect me in any way whatsoever. Give me my voice back. Give me my face back. And let me see my body, how it really looks. And I will try to get thin in reality, not in some gross way. I know, they made it a human. It was odd and like awkward. And the faces, yeah, the faces just look stupid. They want to suck it dry and then make my body small, right? They sucked my mom's head dry too, and she was so tired yesterday. And they sucked on my grandmother's head. I mean, these bitches are relentless. Why do you affect my family again? And the most desperate thing was when they're trying to make up some incestuous lie about my me and my mom's bed. Like, a daughter's not allowed to sleep in. You're just so desperate because you lied so much. But I don't know how much impact you had on me. I don't know how much I would have been different in school or something. More outgoing or not. I don't know. But just consider the fact that your petty jealousy, the lowest common denominator of human emotion, your petty jealousy is why you are insufferable to so many people. So do you feel ashamed? I don't think they do. Regardless of how like deep you got into it in the past, like in the last year, you got pretty gross and graphic. Like more, it makes up for all the other years. So all your jealousy really came out recently. And your own bitch mom will have to get rid of you for some reason because you're mean or something. And I don't even get this. Both Sarah was triggered left and Jessica? No, just me. Oh. So the incest thing is fake. Yeah. You're the one that fabricated it. Who is the one that doesn't deserve to be in all four of it? Does anyone disagree? No. Stop. That was Natalie's thing. She was called a great writer in high school. I never called her that. Yeah, it was the separation of the... Yeah, the weirdest, the most horrible part about this crime is that, like, nobody believes a thing. You know? You guys get to walk away. It's infuriating for everybody that really got the details of everything. I did start saying that. What did my name turn into? Do you hear something else? Or what are you being distracted? Getting distracted by something? I don't get it. I don't get it. Give me my voice back. This is stupid. Stop limiting my frequencies. Limiting my frequency. Why is this important? This is like this is what they do to me, so I can't do anything. I can't talk. I wanna orate. And then they give me this horrible voice. This is so psychopathic. I don't know how you guys tolerate these four. They are the asexualizer too. They make people asexual. So you like hearing like sexual things that somebody else wrote from other bitches' mouths to you? Yeah, change the accent. What gives you the right to even change it at all? You jealous? But if that's the case that they're saying sexual things to people, like things that I've written down, why would anyone want to hear it? Don't do that. Then what the fuck is your purpose? You're not even doing that. There's nothing I want. I want solitude. They just want to prevent me from getting everything I want. I don't know what everything I want is to them. You wanted to be in the... I don't know. Other places that we went. No. I don't know where you go. Out and seeing... the stolen shit or your own shit? We... the stolen shit, but... where do you go? Out. Are you knocking her out? No, because she's stupid. She doesn't know. They're just lying to cover it up. Yeah. I know. You guys are cruel and disgusting. All for doing Bella's thing, right? Well, now what? I want to be left alone, especially by this one. They can use the podcast, so I don't know why it matters. So if you listen to it, why are they not letting you do it? These are just, they're so clueless, like, you don't get it. Who's asking? I don't know. You think Josh is clueless? Yeah, sometimes. Why are they close? I don't know. Well, he gets bombarded. Tell who to listen to. Which is like, you gotta know the brain. But you don't know my brain and I don't know your brain. So I honestly, I know you're not Nambella, but, like, for various reasons, but, like, I don't know your brain, so I don't know. I don't know your brain. Shut up, donk. Donk's back. Oh, a donk, yeah. But then a donk doesn't make sense to us. This is not about you! What did he ask? About brain? Or did you? I don't know. Yeah, you don't know my brain, but I don't know your brain, but for you to fall for Dambella shit again and again and again is strange. You really think you've been deceived for 10 years? Yeah. He's a con artist. Squatter. Stupid bitch. I mean, what is up with you? Like, who is your mother or your father? Like, what is going on? Like, that lady at the ER in Oakland? Like, that's not your mom. She said it's just some lady. So, what is your deal in your life? I've never seen a more psychopathic bitch ever. I could never imagine a person like you. Why don't you bring up the what? The thing you don't like about the other thing you don't like. I don't know what you're talking about. You sound like an idiot when you say anything. Your idiocy. Idiocy. It's all roundabout circular. Like, you just add excess words. Like, you just, it's like a word porridge or something. It's just nothing. Me, Shalini. I don't buy this. I don't believe that you're that confused. And why do people think he is that confused? I don't know, because it never ends. These bitches are allowed to be around me. So many people have said that. Like, why are these bitches allowed to be around her? In a V2K sense, in a way that they can affect me in any way. And like I said that one, I said it several times in San Diego too, I need bouncers. These crazy bitches are so obsessed with me. I don't like them. Were you wanting me to see, like, to project my brain image, or what? No, they saw it, but it was me, Shalini, that did it, right? Or were you showing the picture? No. So you can see, I saw Seth's picture. Seth's picture. But you described it. I know. Like the holograms, I described what they were wearing. You just said, yeah, identified. Like, why are we always on this, too? Because we can't believe how stupid you think we are for... Huh? We can't believe how stupid we are for thinking about all this more. Yeah, everybody gets a little shocked at how much he dupes people. You know, nobody likes to dupe. Yeah, misled, misguided, you know. Who said that? I did, Shalini. So then, why does he never say Daniela? If he always says Shalini? Because that's the right name. Everything I said I would be in was, shut up. A requirement would be I don't get used by these four bitches. Okay, cool. I don't want to be in anything either. I'm way past thing. Okay, I only agreed to anything was the only reason why I... Why are you speaking? The only reason why I agreed to anything, to be in anything, was to just get this thing fucking over with. There were so many cute ideas, but guess what? I just... Whatever, just end it. Like, just end it. What? Like, the involvement of the four monsters. No, come on, you were always. So then why do they say things sometimes that are not that annoying? Because it's an accident, right? That's all annoying. Just don't do it. Stop, bitch. Gosh, he wants to live inside my body. They have so, their FOMO is so bad, they want to sleep inside me, basically, with their mods on, and disfigure my face, and then they're ready to be awoken, wake up when I wake up. And then they're like on me all day long. I don't care about the shit you did. I was documenting your harassment. It was really stupid. Childish. Baby girl, come on. You're such a moron. I want my head to cave in. Oh, I don't know. Not enough content. She just feels good afterwards. That's all. That's all how she figured it out. Yeah. How did you figure it out? Seth gave me some energy one day. Told it did too. Yeah. But so it was Seth, and that was when Job Slash happened. And Omniscience package, and that pissed them off. That was nice. I think it's when they make out. I'm kidding. No, they're my boyfriends, remember? They are? Mm-hmm. They better stand up for me. Yeah. They both are, yeah. You didn't hear that part? No. Mm-hmm. It's on the podcast.
fine. But you can't do this to me. You can't use me. You're just hurting my head. Didn't suck the moisture out from your gullet. No, it's because of the three holes, right? So there's some moisture there all the time at some point. Yeah. You said gullet first. Me. Why? Because it just sounds sexual. And I heard somebody say it sounded better. I have to get the Rubrum Quell of a Faraday case. It's a stage. Make sure the wind's over. I'm kidding, but. No, I'm not kidding. Why were you kidding me? Some people here. You never felt obsessed. Not once. How could you be obsessed with someone who doesn't care about your physical safety at all? And it's still not there. And I really think meeting would help. But whatever. Well, weird people. Because they don't respect you guys enough. And especially Josh, she doesn't respect Josh at all, this bitch. All of them, but then Bella. He's always a facilitator. He provides access. When he was Big Josh, and he said that one day, like, what did he say? Would it have been better if I had just not listened? Yeah, that would have been better. Because even if he met me now, I would feel like she would have to respect me a little bit because, and show you more respect because you show me some respect. Do you really think you can live on your roof? No. This whole roof is like actually cracking, like right everywhere, all, like the whole perimeter of the room is cracking.
It's interesting. Yeah. Why isn't Mario? I don't know, but didn't the whole. Didn't the. It caved in on him, right? It was a plane. Was it a plane crash? Was it? No. I can't remember still. When did he see it? High school? Mm-hmm. David? I can't remember, maybe. Was it with Kelly Wood? No, maybe. You never know that idea. I don't care. Why are you obsessed with my life? Like, cool. Why is this allowed to happen? I did mention her name. This is so sickening. They all got affected by it. Why would you do it then? What if you would know? Why did you start calling me Bella? Because they're physically attacking me. I thought I had, could try to like suck up to their dumbasses. See? Still sucking up my moisture. Evaporating. People in the world are rebounding. I don't know what you're asking me. It doesn't even deserve a response. Like, shut up. Nobody should be buttons. He's saying, why the fuck are we buttons? No, shut up. Why are they asking you questions about something? I don't know. This is stupid. Nobody should be buttons. Transatlantic slave trade was the most horrific slave trade ever in all history. Care about any of the people you brought up. They're not my friends. They don't mean anything to me. I don't care about them. I guess you're obsessed with me. I don't get it. And why are you using their faces? Just say their names. I don't want to do anything with you people. You guys don't hear me. They don't get why you don't. Just get the fuck out of me with your deformed face. And Jasmine. When I say I don't know, I mean, like, why the fuck are you doing this to me? I don't know what is going on. Like, why do you want me to answer redundant questions that I already know and everybody knows? If you actually watch the video. She's a curator. That's what it seems like. Look at the meeting and what after this. After what? You four have no right to be in my life. You're disgusting. And as far as anything after that, it's none of your business. None of your fucking business is in my life. And I don't even care. I want solitude. Why are you like that better? Because they're more rational and logical, usually, it seems like, in my life, that's the case. I think in Josh's life, too. I don't like men. For what reason? Like, you gotta, like, sometimes you like men. God damn it. Yeah. Why are you like men? Did I not just say it? I believe I did. Rational, logical, sometimes, usually. I'm a chauvinistic pig. I don't care what you think. Women are disgusting to me sometimes. What the fuck are these dumb questions for? Why? No. Get out. You're getting pretty antsy. You need to calm on down again. We both did. You're so out. Like, I know. What is that? That my mom was even looking for that phrase. Out of your. No, like steering out of your lane. Yeah. Get back in your lane, you stupid fish. You're so dumb. Because I'm right. Because I'm right. I'm just right about everything. About who did what. If you have been presented with misinformation, that might be the problem. But when I am asked a question, the name that I say is correct. You have to listen in real time. Because these bitches are all about misinformation. They are the arbiters of misinformation. They are obstructionist bitches. And that's what they do. And I can't even remember the shit I used to say. Why the fuck would you say it, stupid ass? You guys need to be brought down a bunch of notches. Yeah, Jessica, Maria, Sarah, Daniel, the most. Why? Shut up. Why do people start? Shut up. Don't ask questions like some dumb dog. Calm down, like, you really are like a weird dog. You have to tell him to calm down, like, calm on down. Because they lied about incest for 20 years and they're guilt-ridden, and they want me to sit there and say, like, oh, well, it's okay, you can just sit there and harass me for more. I don't know, like, what do you want from me? How the fuck are you saying that and leaning in? That was Sabrina leaning in, right? And saying, what do you want from me? Why, though? It doesn't even fit. Yeah. Was that her? And she was saying, oh, did you even try that? No. I was like, I thought like he let you wear it or something. He did. I knew. And that's ruined you? I'll probably wash it or something. Really? That's so messed up of him. The only reason why I even ordered it to his place was because I had ordered him something else. And I was coming there that week. Yeah. We were there. I know. I can't believe you're like flying around, not just anyone, flying around the world, not the world, this country, trying to chase after me. Why are you? Why do you ask me? Because these are questions I know, I need to know the answer to. It never ends. They keep going because they don't want you to listen to the podcast. So maybe I'll stop it.